practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you. The format for this 55-minute session is as follows. A short reading, then I'll share for 10 to 15 minutes, probably closer to 15. Again, this topic for this special focus meeting is aging gracefully in OA. It's about impossible to find the topic of aging in the OA literature. The following is read from For Today, January 17th, page 17. We should take care not to make the intellect our God, Albert Einstein. And the reading was, my mind can easily get in my way. It tries to be logical. It figures out problems and thinks it has the answer. Then my life becomes chaotic. It's only when I let go and let God that I feel serenity. It's only when I give up what I see the answers, when I give up that I see the answers God put before me. It's only when I stop trying to control that my life goes smoothly. God runs my life better than I do. I must remember to stay out of the way. For today, I accept whatever is put before me, knowing that acceptance is fundamental to spiritual growth. Now I'll share my experience, strength, and hope on the topic. My name is Lori, and I am a compulsive overeater and push the start button. I told my husband what I was going to be speaking on in this meeting, and he just burst out laughing. Because we both, and of course we both then rolled around for a while laughing, because I've never been graceful in my life. I grew up with people saying, nice going, Grace. And I have to tell you, I have tripped at least 10 times here on the carpet, which is flat. So I had the feeling when I saw this topic that it had nothing to do with physical grace, and began to think what it is I'm aging gracefully in this program. Just to qualify, I was a big-time binge eater, massive amounts of food at a time, and bags of brown sweet things. And I thought I was one of the most honest people in the world. I could not lie. Well, that was a lie. I was not honest because my husband had no idea how much binging I was doing. And what finally brought me to this program at the young age of 65, I was born a compulsive eater, but I didn't understand that until I was 65, that what it meant was I couldn't do this myself. I kept trying. I was divorced at the age of 25. And in those days, you had to prove why. My proof was that he was emotionally abusive because he had made me become a compulsive overeater. I said that in court, and it didn't register that I was a compulsive overeater. Go figure. 40 years later, or 35 years later, I was sitting, and I had stolen food from my mother-in-law that she would have given me voluntarily if I had asked. But I was so ashamed of how much of it I was eating and had to hide the evidence of it that I just took it. And it just hit me. I was gaining weight again. I knew it was going to be higher than it had ever been before, and I couldn't stop it. The hand would just come and put food in my mouth so much that I would be dizzy, that if I laid down to go to sleep, I would throw up in my throat and it would come out my nose and my mouth and I would choke on it. That's a lot of food. That's asking a lot of your body. I could barely walk. I was sore. I have a kind of arthritis. It was active. So I sat in front of the computer. Now, at the time, I was taking care of my mother-in-law, So I couldn't go to face-to-face meetings or anything, but I had a friend that was an AA, and it had saved her life. And I said, wow, if she could be saved by a 12-step program, maybe there's hope for me. Maybe there's something for eaters, overeaters, something. I sat there at the computer typing. Now, at the time, I was emotionally a 2-year-old, maybe, because we all know it was, I want recovery and I want it now. And I wanted something to do and I want it now. So I kept typing. And I got to OA. And OA had meetings and stuff. Well, I can't go to meetings. I don't know what to do. I kept typing. And I found something. And it had immediate things, immediate online meetings for OA, for recovery. And this was the answer. And there was an orientation to OA. I can't talk about that because it's an outside interest now. But at the time, it was supporting OA and nothing but. And it gave me the start that I needed. I learned how to work this program, how to work the steps. Found a sponsor. My first sponsor was in Nova Scotia, someone I never would have met had it not been for the online program. But I had a sponsor, I had a program, I had meetings to go to, and I chose at that point, at the ripe old age of 65, that all right, this is not working. Tap. Shut up. Sorry. This is graceful, isn't it? Okay. Let me not do that again. Let me just try having it tell me what time it is. Is there a clock somewhere? There's no clock. All right. Oh, I can do that. Oh, never mind. You can tell me when it's 10 more minutes, okay? Just wave. Oh, thank you. I couldn't go to meetings. I was taking care of my mother-in-law, and she was 98 and had dementia, and so I needed something to be able to do, and began my program online and found it. But what I had done was, now I am a senior because I lost my train of thought and just filled it in with some more words. I decided that, okay, I've got to learn what OA has to offer. My assumption was it was going to teach me how to be hungry, how to tolerate being hungry for the rest of my life. So I said, okay, I'm just going to stop dieting because I'd done that all my life. Diet gain, diet gain, diet binge, diet gain. I'm going to stop dieting. I'm just going to eat reasonably and find out how to do this program. Well, that was my first day of abstinence. Because beginning my program, finding out what to do, clicked in my brain. And I heard right away, if you want what they have, you have to do what they do. So I said, okay, now I'm too old to risk doing it wrong. This is the last house on the block. I already have physical problems. I was well on my way to becoming diabetic. I used to be a nurse, so I knew all these side effects and still hadn't been able to stop myself. And I said, okay, this is what I need to do. And so I just came up with a few little hints for myself. Okay, I'm going to leave just one bite of all my meals. If I can do that, if I can leave one, I can leave 1,000. So, yeah, it wasn't easy at the beginning. I would forget all the time. I made exceptions all the time. Hey, I had to do this, even the OA program, my way. But I had a plan, and that was the beginning. And it was a plan based on my healthy weight, which I'm now at my healthy weight, 75 pounds down, and I have been for over a year. And I weigh 20 pounds less than my goal weight at my last diet that I couldn't maintain. So there is something to be said that this program really did it. What else did I do that helped me as a senior citizen to survive and be full of grace? I said, okay, I have to act as if I believe this is going to work. I have to act as if I have a higher power, because all my life I had pushed that childhood religious power that I was taught that was vengeful, that had me so afraid of everything, because I'm going to be struck by lightning, that if I pretend it's not there, then it's going to pretend I'm not here. And it was always, when wonderful things happened to me in my life, it was somebody up there likes me. Never a power. It didn't take immediately, but I began to follow the steps and listen. And what was wonderful at the beginning, even online, was people were calm, gentle, and gave me a chance to learn. And I began to realize just how childish I was at that age. But I kept being given the grace of this program of, we're not going to tell you that you have to do it this way. This is just the way the people who have recovered have done it. And so I got stronger and stronger and stronger and contact my sponsor every day. This is what they do. This is what I'm going to do. Came to the birthday party, listened to people, wrote down a whole bunch of stuff, listened, kept finding more and more things that I could do, and have found that although it was inevitable that my body was going to age, now my mind, my soul, my being began to catch up. I'm probably a bit past a teenager now. Not too rebellious, but still learning what I need to learn to find out what I need to do. So just because I have gray hair, now, that comes in really handy when you travel and you can stand there and go, oh, well, could you put this up there on the thing for me? Sure. It wasn't a get-out-of-jail-free card. Just because I was older actually didn't make a whole lot of difference. My program still needed to be the same thing, but the difference was I was a bit more desperate because I don't have time to have a relapse. My family lived to ripe old ages, but I was less healthy than my mother, who died when she was 90, and taking no medications. I was taking several. Now, I'm actually not taking one of them at all, and I'm down to 2/3 of what I was for the other. I have learned that there was a period of time where all that excess fat that had all that stuff that I had been storing up for 65 years, all the toxins that store in fat tissue, I had to get rid of it. So I didn't feel great at the beginning physically. It's tiring to do that. But I still had the goal in mind that for today, if I do this, my odds increase of getting to tomorrow. And there was a day last year when I shared at a meeting that I can stand on one foot now. I couldn't do that before. I wasn't strong enough. Not only that, the pain, the physical pain that I had. Now, when I was caring for my mother-in-law, I had to lift her at the very end of her life. And with my arthritis, I have a badly damaged spine. Oh, poor me. And it screamed. And shortly thereafter, I was in agony, could barely move, could barely walk. I walked like this for quite some time. I was on pain medications constantly, wound up getting injections that thankfully worked. I think that was by the grace of God. Maybe by the grace of this program, because they worked, because my body was contending with less weight, so it wasn't pulling it down. Yeah, I had done some physical labor that had stressed it more than it could tolerate, but it also could heal, because now my food is nourishment for this body. There's nothing that says that I can't enjoy it. There's nothing that says that I can't have this, I can't have that, I can't have the other thing. What I can't have is the volume. I have the metabolism of a dead slug. But that was what my excuse was for being fat. Not that, you know what? I'm not eating the amount of food that someone who has the metabolism of a dead slug needs to eat. Now I do. And the miracle of it was, the miracle of the grace that I received from it, I'm not hungry at all most of the time. OA didn't teach me how to tolerate being hungry all the time. OA taught me how to live my life instead of being hungry all the time. My marriage is stronger. I'm beginning to make friends. I will admit to you, I don't have friends. I don't have lifelong friends. Out of sight, out of mind. I spent my time by myself. I lived my childhood up in trees with a book. It is what it is. I can't go back. I've heard it said that even God can't change the past. But what I can do is, I have today. And all any of us have is today. A 10-year-old could get hit by a bus, so they only had today. A 90-year-old has a 50-50 chance of living to be 100. But we all only have today, so I might as well make today as good as possible. Now, I could sit and go, okay, my feet hurt. Well, do I want to have stylish shoes, or do I want to have comfortable shoes? Guess which I chose. Comfortable. You didn't guess. I learned that instead of figuring out a way to make friends, I relaxed and people began to make friends with me. That was a huge change. Was it an advantage for me to be a senior citizen when I started? Yeah. Would it have been nice if I had been eating to nourish my body from a young age? Sure, I wouldn't have some of the problems, the physical problems that I do now, because much of that is the result of eating incorrectly. Okay. But service is essential to my program. I do as much as I can, recognize I can only do just so much. But I learn from other people's mistakes, and it doesn't matter how I feel. What matters is what I do, and what I do is what the people who have recovery in this program do. Doesn't matter how old I am. If I want what they have, I do what they do. So last thing I'll leave you with is, we have a program. Do it. Just don't chew it. Thank you very much for letting me share. The meeting is now open for 3-minute pitches, which could I ask our kind timer to time for 3 minutes? It just says three minutes, and then, at the end, wind up. So please, do we have anyone who would like to share? Wherever.
I'm Jerry. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jerry.
And the thing is, before we start, aren't they taking the time to use? If they are, she needs to use the mic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm Jerry, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous says that God knows neither time nor limitation. And that, to me, has meant so much, because God doesn't care what I look like. God doesn't care how old I am. And I'm the first of the baby boomers, which is 1946. And for me, it's yay boomers. I love boomer music. And being a senior citizen, I'm 68. And I've been abstinent 39 years, since 1975. So what I have found by being abstinent, it has cleared my relationship to God. That's why I abstain. I abstain because I want to be thin. However, I also abstain because it gives me a relationship with God. And that's the only way I can be, have that clear relationship with God. And the longer I abstain, the closer I get to be to God. So I just love the idea of aging in the program, because it's because of the program that I can be close to God. And it's only one day at a time. And because of all this, I also get to be healthy. You know, there I have a very physical life, which, you know, when I came in the program at age 29, I had high blood pressure. I had tachycardia. And I had all that stuff, and I don't have it anymore. Last week, my friend took my blood pressure, and I think it was 110. And I don't take any medication. When I go to the doctor, they ask, the nurses ask, what kind of medication? I'm not on any medication. Just because I'm 68 doesn't mean I'm on medication. But, you know, and my health is a direct result of my abstinence. So, anyway, that's all I want to say about aging. It just lets, as I, because I'm abstinent, I get to be close to God.
Well, I have to make sure. I have a very delicate train of thought. Okay, here we go. Concentration.
I'm Angie. I'm a compulsive overeater.
And
I felt inspired. Thank you so much for your share. And I felt inspired to share. You know, I'm 67. I just went to my 50-year high school reunion. And I wanted to make sure I got, I asked them for a body, a picture that I, because I wanted to use it as a before and after picture. The only time in my life I ever wanted a full body picture, and they gave it to here. So I had to have somebody retake it. Anyway, that isn't what I wanted to share. But I put the pictures side by side from my 20-year high school reunion, and 30 years later, I look a lot better. And that's pretty amazing. And, of course, I weighed 25 pounds less than I did 30 years ago, and I thought that should have been 30 because I'll do that. But I'm happier than I've – and I was in OA then, too. It just took me, you know, a while to get it. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. I got married when I was 56. I'm in love with my husband. I know more peace than I ever have. And everything that has to do with aging for me has to do with fear and isn't in the present. And what I hope for myself is to be able to, the thing I want the very most in my life more than anything at all right now is very different than what I wanted in the past. My number one thing is peace. That's what I want. So I want to have a program that helps me to have peace. I want to have relationships with other people where I'm able to accept them as they are. It's a lot. I heard a speaker in a meeting say, and I'm sorry, but there's no way to translate this. And she says it's always something having to do with the goddamned loved ones. And what I want is to have as much peace as possible around being able to love other people where they are and to be able to handle whatever challenges come up. There are a lot of things that have come up, but certainly nothing like challenges that other people have had. But I want to be able to handle those things with grace and peace of mind and not just feel like, you know, I'm really happy because everything's going my way. And I see a lot of inspiration and a lot of people in program that are wonderful examples of that. And I'm really grateful for that. I really feel sorry for people who don't have program because and then our friends die and we've got the replacement friends coming in. I mean, it's a good thing. We've always got, you know, community and a sense of purpose and an ability to, one of the most precious things in my life is to be able to share with others and to mentor other people and to use my experience. And it's probably one of the biggest joys in my life. And there are other places you can get that, but it's pretty easy here. Thanks.
Thank you very much for your share. Hi, I'm Michelle, compulsive overeater. Thank you. That was really lovely. I enjoyed that very much. So I came into Overeaters Anonymous when I was 21 years old. So not only have I grown up in this program, but I am aging in this program. And so it's very, very interesting and quite evident when, you know, I'm in line behind my friend at, you know, our favorite chicken place, and the person gives me the senior discount because my friend had the senior discount. And, I'm not quite there, but I realize I am. You know, if I don't see the amount, the age on there, I say senior discount. If it, you know, I'm not going to lie. But the thing is about aging gracefully, I'm very much like my mother. And my mother is not aging gracefully. And it is really painful. She has a horrible attitude. She's very negative. She's very unhappy. And she is filled with fear. And I have been filled with fear my whole life, filled with fear. And in the last several years, it's getting better. I just traveled with my sister, and we were traveling, and she was blown away. She's like, you're just getting on the subway. We were in Dallas. You're just getting on the subway. And then we went up in one of those like 50-story buildings to go up. And, you know, all the things I used to be afraid of, getting on the subway, going up in a tall building. When I got into the hotel room tonight, now, this is the truth. I used to have to look at the thing that said where the emergency exits are, go out of my room, close my eyes, and feel the way to the exit. When I had little children and I was afraid, you know, we were all going to die in the fire in the hotel. That's, and it was so interesting because I was by myself in the hotel room today or last night, and I shut the door. I thought, oh, there's the map. There's the map. I'm going to bed. I didn't do it. And it was like, big deal. And it's all about fear. I don't want to have the same fears that my mother has. They say that who we are when we're young is who we'll be when we're old, just bigger and more. You know, whatever, if you're negative and blah, 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 you're going to be negative. I don't want to do that. I have had, I'll tell you right now, I have had age prejudice. Now I'm in it, you know. And when I saw that, I don't know how many of you were here last night, but when I saw that speaker last night and she got up there and said that she was 83 years old, I almost fell on the floor. She was one of the most graceful, beautiful, youthful women I have ever seen in my life. And I know that OA will be my example. You all will be my example of how to age gracefully. My mother, God bless her, I'll love her to the end. I will not be my mother. Thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Emmy, compulsive overeater. Hi. I'm a baby boomer, and I came into Overeaters Anonymous in 1975, and I, too, have been abstaining since the beginning because I was at death's door emotionally when I came in. There was no other place for me. And today, not only do I have peace in the decisions that I make, I have a way to get to peace immediately. Because I know, because of the experience that I've had over the years, no matter what I worry about, my mom used to say, worrying is like sitting in a rocking chair. All that movement and you get nowhere. And today I don't worry. And people say, how can you not worry? I says, what will I gain? Either God is or God isn't. And that's in the big book. That was one of the biggest turning points for me. Believing in something, I don't know what it is. It was not my religion. But believing in something that would handle my things. You know, I always thought God, or whatever it was, did earthquakes and floods and tragedies. It didn't deal with me and all my kids. You know, it didn't deal with me being gray in high school. It didn't, you know, I was dyed then, you know, nobody knew. But underneath the red hair, it was going white. But I have learned to accept things. I've learned to be at peace. I've learned to not have such thin skin. I've learned to laugh at myself. I have learned to do that because I have watched those that have gone before me. And you're just beautiful, you know. And I see, it gets to me every time, you know, and I see Shirley's face. and I love Shirley. And I learn from these people. I mean, where else? I don't want to be like my mother. My mother was filled with resentment and disappointment, I think, the biggest thing. I never heard my mother sing. This morning I'm singing at 7 o'clock to Melitha Etheridge, A Blue, Blue Christmas. Age appropriate, right? Anyway, I've learned. Everything that I am standing before you today, I was not when I came in. I was 220 pounds. I just got my driver's license at 28. I had three children, blonde children, a blonde dog, and a blonde husband, and I lived in Reseda, and I was contemplating suicide again. I was so fat, I couldn't see my feet for my breast, and I didn't want to live anymore. I had absolutely nothing to live for except food. When I hear people that they binged on a cookie, I just get hysterical. Because I did two chickens. You know, I did a line of cookies. And I have learned to be graceful in my dealings with life, which I would have never learned if I had not come here. Thank you.
Well, if you can do it, I can do it.
My name is Shirley. I'm a compulsive overeater and a grazer. Thank you so much. I was 53 when I got in these rooms, and I thought I was too old for OA. And, you know, that's not the truth. I really don't know what I want to say other than the fact I never thought I would live to be this old. I come from a family of obesity and alcoholism and addicts and I think my folks didn't have a choice. The older I get now, I look in the mirror and I see my mother looking back at me. And it just scares the crap out of me. But I'm not my mother. And, you know, my therapist reminds me of that. Because my husband, I was in a cast. And I remember I was going to the laundry room. Because if you're on crutches and you're in a cast, you can't carry a clothes basket. At least I couldn't. And I'm hobbling around, so I get undressed in the laundry room, and I'm hobbling on back to the bedroom, and my husband, there was a Polaroid camera there they used to keep for the dog. You know, the dog did everything cute. You had to photograph that. Well, he takes a picture of me, and I let out a scream, and I yelled at him, but, you know, that's the best thing he could have done because I'm not my mother. I don't look at myself naked. I look at myself, you know, from the neck up, And when I became a grandmother, I was so scared to be a grandmother because of the stigma that came with being a grandmother. And when my grandson was about 9 years old, I was doing a project that had pictures of, I'm from a farm in the Midwest, and I had all the pictures of when I was little, and I was a towhead as a kid, and now I'm a towhead again now. I've come full circle. And, you know, he's looking at the pictures, and when I was about, like, in my 30s, he said, "Is that Mom?" And I said, "No." I said, "That's Grandma." And he goes, "Really?" I go, "Yeah." So he walks around a little further, and he gets to the current age, and he says, "Oh, Grandma." He said, "How did you get so old?" And I said, "Well, honey, if you don't die, you get old, you know?" And he said, "I never thought of that, you know?" But I thought the honesty of a kid, you know, he said it so sweetly. And, you know, I have no, age has absolutely nothing to do with how long I'm going to be here. I never thought I'd be this old. I never thought if I was this old, I wouldn't weigh 300 pounds. I thought that was my destiny. But it's not my truth. So thank you all for listening.
Row, row, row your boat, and this guy is going to say three blind mice. Oh, good. Oh, saved by the bell, or the bell with the ball.
Hi. Hi, I'm Suzanne, compulsive overeater. Can you hear me? Because I can't tell if it's on.
It's just recording.
Oh, okay. Should I change my name then? I came to OA 30 years ago, and I've been in and out of the rooms over the past 30 years, depending on where my weight was and what crisis was going on at that time. But even though I haven't been consistently attending OA, I have been involved in 12-step recovery in some form. And it's one of those things that once you know about it, you can't go back without knowing it. And so everything that I did through my life was kind of filtered through the principles, the principles and traditions and the steps of, well, it was all based on AA. And I've been able to, I just recently celebrated 25 years, I'll be almost 26 years from alcohol and substances. But the one that has been really hard has been the food. And, you know, for me that there were so many different shades of gray, you know, where, you know, with alcohol you're either, you know, you're drinking or you're not. You know, and for me, I came to OA by way through an eating disorder. And I'd gone through a treatment program. And, you know, there were very strict guidelines, like, you know, I could no longer diet. I could no longer, there were no longer good foods or bad foods. For me, abstinence was eating, you know, what I wanted, when I wanted, and not restricting and not purging. And there were other forms of things that I had done too, like laxative abuse and you know, the restricting, the dieting, the calorie counting, the constant weighing and obsessing just about my body and just spending so much time just thinking about my body. And sometimes it was even really triggering when I'd go to meetings because I remember there were times where I would go in there and I would say, I feel fat. And then I'd have people who would come up to me and they'd say, I would love to look like you. You know, and what it was like the thing was that we were all struggling with the same thing, which was somehow, you know, that our value and worth was tied to what we looked like and how much we weighed. And so earlier today, I went to the body image groups, the workshops, and that was so great where I think and this is the first time I've even been to a convention. You know, when I came here 30 years ago, it was like, I don't even know if they even had this kind of a convention back then. I'd never ever heard about it. But I don't remember ever there, over the years, there being a focus on body image issues. And so I just thought that was really neat to kind of hear that and see that. So I'm thankfully to be a member of this program, and thanks for being a part of my recovery.
Oh, good. See, you stare at people long enough, they feel sorry for you.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, compulsive overeater. And I've been in program about 2.5 years. I came in when I was 49. And in the first year, you know, I saw the bulk of my weight loss. And, you know, it was exciting. I was feeling better, you know, relieved of the anger and things. But then I started to feel a lot of regret that I didn't find this program sooner. The skin doesn't bounce back like it used to. You know, and I sort of fixated on that for a while and just really started to feel a sadness about the fact that I lost so much time. And, you know, why couldn't I have found this sooner? But fortunately, continuing on and listening to everyone else's experiences and connecting with my higher power even more strongly, I realized that everything happens in its own time. And that there's a whole lot of life still ahead of me. And I don't, you know, every once in a while, I kind of think, wow, if I had only, you know, done this sooner, what else could have happened? But it doesn't last as long. Now I just look at well, what's going to happen now? You know, what's possible now? So, you know, I appreciate hearing everyone else's stories and seeing, you know, how much, no matter what age you are when you come in, how much more life there is. And I already know how much better my life is, has been in the last couple of years. So, I'm grateful. I'm not as resentful. And, I just know there's a whole lot in front of me. So, thank you for letting me share.
Hi, my name is Nadine, compulsive eater.
Hi, Nadine.
You know, I often think sometimes I was 55 when I got abstinent. I'm 60. And, I have two daughters that are grown, and I thought, oh, if I would have just gotten this sooner, maybe I could have portrayed a more confident mother that loved her body, and maybe they would be in themselves, although they're beautiful women, but they would be more confident as well. And what do you do with that? There's nowhere to go with that thought. It's just to know that I appreciate what's been said. It's in God's time, and this is my purpose now, and I'm so grateful. And I think, you know, this really isn't the format I would have picked to help other people. I would rather have gone to Africa and drilled a well and helped people that way than I'm a compulsive overeater, let me help you with your issues. But it is where I find that God has put me, and I'm praying that I can retire this December, and I think, maybe I can really... Maybe God will really use this as a tool. Like my heart is, maybe I could talk to the youth, the girls at my church, and maybe someday, you know, I think of all kinds of things, and I think that it's intuitively from God. But what I know is that if the purpose is, God relieved me of the obsession. Why? Not so that, you know, not so just for me, but that I can help someone else. And so that's been my prayer this year and my focus of this thing that I didn't choose, but this is who I am, and I gracefully accept it, and help me to be of service and to help others, because this is the thing you've given me to struggle with. And thank you for the recovery. And when life comes along and life can be really hard, I have a program to get through it, and that's what I want to share with other people. Thanks.
Oops, don't clap into the mic. We have time for a couple more shares. Oh, Steve, you guys are great.
My name is Julie, and I'm a compulsive eater. And this is the first birthday party I've ever been to. And between last night's speaker and this morning's workshop on body image, a lot of things have come up for me about aging. And so that's why I'm in this meeting right now. I've heard so many good things. I realized this morning that I have a lot of fear around aging. I have a lot of work to do, it looks like, you know, from all that I've seen so far about body image. And in all of that came up all of this about aging. And I really would like to, I've never been really graceful. I've been kind of clumsy all my life, but I would really like to age gracefully. And so I'm just going to ask for your help. I really want to have this brand of recovery, what I've heard last night and this morning, it's not what I've been exposed to at home. So, you know, anything that I can grasp from here, and make connections here, actual connections, like maybe telephone numbers, You know, because I don't want to just be here and have this great experience and then go back home and, you know, not have this kind of nourishment. So thank you all for sharing.
Actually, I think the rest of the shares have been a lot better than what I shared. So.
I'm Kathleen, and I guess I'm an overeater. I've been to one meeting for the first time last Wednesday, and I decided to come today to this. And Judy was mentioning, another lady was also mentioning about looking forward to retirement. Okay, so I'm 65. I recently retired. And it's interesting because I know that I've had issues with overeating in my life, only a 30-pound swing. But I have been so active and so probably I'm a compulsive everything, very focused in my job, top producer, go, exercise, climb mountains. But now the parade stopped. And I'm trying to stay healthy, et cetera, and I'm racing against the food. So I go climb a mountain, I go lift weights, I go do yoga. And the weight creeps on because of the food, because I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I'm doing all kinds of stuff, but I think the point being, that I have to begin to look at the content of my soul. That doing and achieving and performing and getting recognition, that's great, I loved it. Now I'm in a category where society projects, oh, you're a 65-year-old woman, and if all you care about is how you come across, the mirror out there is, I'm not going to get that approval or that kind of recognition anymore, so I better find it inside. And I also feel like I'm getting healthier and all that. I mean, I'm maintaining, and I'm like, what, why? So what? What am I doing this for? What am I contributing? So what if it, so what? I mean, am I gearing up to make a difference somehow? Don't get me wrong, I'm on four different boards, I do all that. But I don't know who I am as far as what I have left to give, and how I want to do it. And so what I'm seeing, I really appreciate being around people who are being honest. Really value it. And I gather that this program will be a lot about personal honesty with oneself and not stuffing everything and play acting. So I appreciate everybody's honesty. Thank you.
We have time for one more share. Okay. Okay. It's now time to close this session. I'd like to thank those of you who gave service at this session and all of you for attending. And I do appreciate all of you who shared and are patient with this basically newborn baby speaker. Not much experienced at this, but you've been patient, and I'll just wave my bingo wings at you, and we'll all laugh because they are funny, and I'd rather have bingo wings than fat arms. If after a moment of silence, will you please join hands, and we'll close with the OA promise.
had the OA promise, and if we have someone else with a strong voice, there's another copy. Do we have anyone else who has a strong enough voice to shout out the OA promise with us?
I can do that.
Okay. I put my hand
in yours, and together we can do what we could never do alone. No longer is there a sense of hopelessness. No longer must we each depend upon our own steady willpower. We are all together now, reaching out our hands for power and strength greater than ours. And as we join hands, we find love and understanding beyond our wildest dreams.
My goodness.
Thank you.